1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's hush money trial underway here in New York City. This is the case involving a six-figure payment to adult entertainer Stormy Daniels.
Prosecutors allege at Trump's direction his fixer, Michael Cohen, paid Daniels off and agreed to cook the books. So when Trump reimbursed him, it appeared as routine legal bills. The prosecutor called it a conspiracy to influence the 2016 election, to help Donald Trump get elected. Election fraud, pure and simple.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Two Malaysian military helicopters collided during a training flight at a naval base. All 10 people aboard the two aircraft were killed. They were rehearsing for the Malaysian Navy's 90th anniversary celebration next month. In Becker County, northwest Minnesota, State Senator Nicole Mitchell is in custody on a burglary charge, arrested inside a home. Her connection to the homeowner, not clear. Mitchell is a meteorologist who previously worked for the Weather Channel. This is ABC News. In Southern California, work has begun on a high-speed rail line.
Let's go build that railroad.
Hammering in ceremonial railroad stakes, political, union, and business leaders from both Nevada and California kicked off construction of what's designed to be the first true high-speed rail in the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This train will move people at 186 miles an hour between Southern California and Las Vegas in just over 2 hours.
It'll run along a notoriously clogged highway between L.A. and Las Vegas, set to debut before the 2028 LA Olympics. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Madonna's penchant for starting shows late has produced yet another lawsuit against the superstar.
Concertgoers in D.C. have filed a class action lawsuit saying Madonna's shows there in December started 2 hours late, it was uncomfortably hot in the arena, and she lip-synced her song, all making for an unpleasant experience, and they want compensation. This follows a similar suit by the same lawyers in New York. Her lawyers are trying to get the original suit thrown out.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease. People that have chronic lung disease tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks shocked the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The odds makers had Indiana as favorites. So did the networks. But the Bucks controlled the pace and beat the Pacers 109-94 in front of a loud crowd at Fiserv Forum, led by Damian Lillard, who scored 35 points in the first half.
We just got to beat a team that, you know, even when we win, we got to be coming in the next day looking to improve and kind of like, you know, shore up some of the holes that we had in the game tonight and be better in the next one.
Doc Rivers on Lillard.
You know, it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect, because I'm Ali and Frazier. I grew up with boxing, and he's got that prize fighter like mentality. It's almost like he was training for the fight, and then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready.
Game two tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals to complete a 3-game sweep in St. Louis.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely in the overnight. Then we'll see partly cloudy skies developing, breezy south to southwest winds, and lows in the upper 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see clouds around, showers, even a rumble of thunder in the afternoon, highs in the middle 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom. Tune in day two of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. Hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever. The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Oshkosh Air Support. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the third hour of our program. Tax cuts for the wealthy have long drawn support from conservative lawmakers, writes a fascinating piece for CBS News by Amy Peachy. You know, this has been the pitch ever since Reagan. It was also the pitch in 1920 by Warren Harding. Warren Harding was the Republican who was elected after Woodrow Wilson, after the Democrat Woodrow Wilson, after the end of World War I, and you know, on the tail end of the flu pandemic. And Warren Harding, you know, went out of his way. You know, when he came into office, the top tax rate was 74%, and he went out of his way to drop it down to 25%. It took him 2 years to do it, but he did it. Saying that it would make everybody wealthy. And the theory that he used was, now keep in mind, back then, probably a third of the streets in America in 1920 or 21 were still dirt roads, and there were people still driving, you know, riding horses. It was becoming less and less common. I mean, the car had become a thing, really, in the 1890s and early 19-teens. But you know, there were still a lot of people. Everybody, certainly within the memory, the living memory of everybody, was, you know, how horses worked and how they, you know, pooped on the streets, essentially. So Warren Harding's argument was what he called the horses and sparrow theory, which is that if you feed horses extra oats, more than they normally could digest, they pass through into their horse patties undigested oats, and the sparrows, little tiny birds, come out and eat those oats. So you're basically feeding the sparrows by overfeeding the horses. And the logic was that if we help the rich get even richer, they will trickle that money down or poop that money out or whatever to the poor people, the sparrows. When Reagan came along and tried this in 1981, he had a different metaphor. It was the trickle-down theory, that if you overfill, you know, a wine glass, some of that wine is gonna trickle down onto the table and eventually onto the floor, and it's gonna get all over your shoes, and you're gonna have more wine, I guess, or something like that. I don't know, but you know, this has been their sales pitch. And so they've been doing this for 50 years. I mean, you know, from Australia to England to the United States, they've looked at this. These two economists, David Hope and Julian Lindberg of the King's College London School of Economics. And they looked at tax breaks for the rich during this 50-year period from 1965 to 2015. And they compared the United States, Australia, and the United Kingdom. All three countries embraced neoliberalism in the late 60s and throughout the 70s. You know, we were heavier in the 70s. And what they found was that, quote, based on our research, we would argue that the economic rationale for keeping taxes on the rich low is weak. In fact, if we look back into history, the period of the highest taxes on the rich was also a period with high economic growth and low unemployment. Now, the analysis ends in 2015, so they don't have an opportunity to look at Trump's tax cuts. But, you know, we can just look at Trump's tax cuts right now and see that, you know, basically they didn't help. they didn't do anything. So enough, right? Enough already. And I think people are waking up to it. You know, it was the horse and sparrow theory was pitched in 1921, and you had the massive, the Republican Great Depression was kicked off in October of 1929 with the massive stock market crash. And by 1932, everybody had figured out this is BS. You know, this whole horses and sparrow thing doesn't make any sense. Why not just feed the sparrows, right? Why not just pay decent wages to people? Or make the government the employer of last resort. And with regard to, you know, housing, I would say, why not make the government the houser of last resort? I mean, there are some things that are pretty much essential to function in our society. You have to have housing, you have to have food, you have to have, you know, a reasonable level of heat and air conditioning, depending on where you live in the country. And you need health care. And you know, and let's just, like, change the rules around these things that are essentially part of the commons, these things that are fundamental to all of our life. So anyhow, CBS's Money Watch just kind of blew this one apart. 50 years of tax cuts for the rich have failed to trickle down is essentially the headline. And it's a good one, and it's true. Meanwhile, Senator John Ossoff is taking it to them. This was before the House vote on Ukraine aid. But this is amazing. Senator John Ossoff, of course, the senator from Georgia, the Democratic senator from Georgia, who was elected during that brief period of time when Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger were not able to purge large numbers of people from the voting rolls. Of course, since John Ossoff was elected, they appear to have purged over 1 million people, you know, preparing for this election this fall to make sure that no Democrats ever get elected again in Georgia. But anyhow, here's Senator John Ossoff on the floor of the Senate just a couple of days ago.
No one, and I mean no one, is interested in or takes seriously lectures on border security from Senate Republicans. No one. In one of the most stunning acts of political cowardice in recent American history, a bipartisan border security bill co-authored by a conservative Republican member of this committee was put forward in the U.S. Senate. It would have tightened asylum standards to stop exploitation of the asylum system. It would have surged enforcement resources to the border. It would have meant more expedited removals of those who enter this country unlawfully. It would have empowered the federal government to take the fight to the drug cartels who are laying waste to communities across our country with fentanyl. A bipartisan border security bill co-authored by a conservative Republican member of this committee. And it wasn't just voted down by Senate Republicans, it was denied even a debate on the floor of the United States Senate. Because the former president of the United States, and he said this publicly, thought it wasn't in his political interest for the nation to be served. It wasn't in his political interest for a bipartisan border security bill to be enacted by Congress. The American people are smart. So all of the performative chest pounding today on border security is utterly disingenuous. When Senate Republicans abrogated their basic governing responsibility and refused even to let us debate and amend that bipartisan border security proposal, the American people see that and understand that.
So there you go. This John Ossoff, and I mentioned, you know, this in the context of the Ukraine aid, because the original package that came from the Senate to the House contained aid to Ukraine, aid to Taiwan, aid to Israel and Gaza, and a border security bill. So in the House, they stripped out the border security bill because Donald Trump told them to. This was Mike Johnson. He stripped it out. He put these three other three pieces of legislation as standalone pieces of legislation for which he's now being praised. Geez, you know, you're doing your job 6 months late. I'm sorry, that's not worth praise. But in any case, he eliminated the border security bill because Donald Trump wants the border to be a mess so that he can campaign against Joe Biden by saying Joe Biden's not fixing the border. And John Ossoff is having none of it. He's calling it out. And God bless him. Meanwhile, Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, is the new Joe Lieberman when it comes to sucking up to health insurance executives who will pay his way, shall we say, so that he will help keep their obscene profits high. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Wendell Potter blogging about it or writing about it over at Substack on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your calls as well. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. Donald Trump, his lawyer, by the way, said he did not commit any crimes.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland, matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. But there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they'll do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's ZAPMYDEBT.com. Zapmydebt.com. 21 minutes past the hour. Senator saying it doesn't make it true, says Wendell Potter over at WendellPotter.substack.com. He writes, the health insurance industry maintains a list of reliable go-to members of Congress to call on when profit margins are in danger. He said the insurance lobby relied on the late Senator Joe Lieberman to kill the public option in 2010 by a one-vote margin. Insurers just needed one man to cast a single vote to enable them to make massive profits for years to come. It's become clear this week, Wendell Potter writes, that the industry has a new Joe Lieberman, Senator John Kennedy, the Republican of Louisiana. And then he goes on to point out, he said, one of the industry's talking points is that Medicare Advantage saves seniors enrolled in those corporate-run plans an average of $2,400 a year. Kennedy cited that number. He says it's a figure that came out of, quote, research commissioned a year ago by none other than the Better Medicare Alliance, which is the lobbying arm for Medicare Advantage. He says, during my career in the insurance business, my colleagues and I would often pay for research designed to prove one thing or another, and we knew how to spin it to get it into public consciousness and the public arena. He says, it worked brilliantly. Today's families with insurance can be forced to pay nearly $19,000 in their bank accounts every year to pay for medical expenses before their insurance kicks in. And big insurers like United Health Group are making billions of dollars in profits every month because they don't have to pay nearly as many claims as they would have before the industry-backed, consumer-driven so-called movement got underway, thanks largely to bogus research. He adds to his credit, Javier Becerra pushed back time and time again against Kennedy's misleading and often outright false talking points. And then there's a whole transcript of it, but you know, basically, that's it. John Kennedy is the new front man, the new bribee, you know, the new guy for the health insurance industry in Congress. And it's so sad that this is going on. It's just so sad. All righty. So, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls, Diane in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Yes, I don't know if you've seen or not read about this GOP candidate named Michelle Morrow, who is running for the state superintendent of public education.
In Georgia?
And no, in North Carolina.
Okay, no, I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah, I've got a New Republic article about her, but it's all over media. Mm-hmm. And she beat out the incumbent Republican, and she's running now. And she has called publicly on social media for the death of Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Yeah.
Wow.
And, so somebody said, you know, a posting about Obama, you know how these people are horrible, should go to Guantanamo Bay. And he says, I do not want to waste another dime on supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death.
Oh, I did this story a couple weeks ago. I remember it now.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was her big
pitch.
We can do it as pay, you know, execute Obama by firing squad and do it as pay-per-view.
Yeah, and she looks so normal, you know, and that's the thing. I live around people like this. It's frightening.
Yeah.
It is absolutely scary. I guess an overall goal of some people, like you said, the wealthy, it could be like they did in Italy. Back in the 70s, I believe they were setting bombs off. The right were, and the government, there was.
Left in the 70s. It was Aldo Moro and the Red Brigades and all those guys. Aldo Moro, I think, was the prime minister who got kidnapped and died in the trunk of a car. But that was a left wing group, that was a Maoist group.
Oh, no. Are you sure? Because I know that they set. You might be right. I know that they were taking and setting up, like, communists and socialists, anybody that was, you know, left of whatever kind of fascist they were, and setting them up, planting bombs in their headquarters.
Yeah, that was the last gasp of the violent left, you know, between the Weather Underground here in the United States in the early 70s and the Red Brigades in Italy. You had the Gray Hand or the Black Hand in Germany. There were a bunch of these left-wing groups. They're all gone now, you know? Now it's all right-wing hate and violence.
The older I get, the more I look back on things and say, no, not everybody, like the Weather Underground, but were some people informants and stuff and put in, I know some, really were, and they encouraged us.
Yeah, we had, in SDS, we had an informant. He was the guy with the crew cut who was always saying, let's go burn down the ROTC building. And we were always, no, we don't do violence, dude. And he's like, no, we can burn down the ROTC building, seriously. And it's like, come on, guy, you work for the state police, don't you? Well, yeah. Diane, thank you for the call. That's a good one. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. Many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's hush money trial underway here in New York City. This is the case involving a six-figure payment to adult entertainer Stormy Daniels.
Prosecutors allege at Trump's direction his fixer, Michael Cohen, paid Daniels off and agreed to cook the books. So when Trump reimbursed him, it appeared as routine legal bills. The prosecutor called it a conspiracy to influence the 2016 election to help Donald Trump get elected. Election fraud, pure and simple.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Two Malaysian military helicopters collided during a training flight at a naval base. All 10 people aboard the two aircraft were killed. They were rehearsing for the Malaysian Navy's 90th anniversary celebration next month. In Becker County, northwest Minnesota, State Senator Nicole Mitchell is in custody on a burglary charge, arrested inside a home. Her connection to the homeowner, not clear. Mitchell is a meteorologist who previously worked for the Weather Channel. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing at a stop in La Crosse. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. Because they may not want conversations like this to occur.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents. They also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the 5-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely in the overnight. Then we'll see partly cloudy skies developing, breezy south to southwest winds, and lows in the upper 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see clouds around, showers, even a rumble of thunder in the afternoon, highs in the middle 60s. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Terry
Barr from Slice of Wisconsin is standing by. Hi, Terry.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Terry?
I feel like I should be a referee right now.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Should have been here an hour and a half ago.
Absolutely, when it was really hard.
Right.
A little
blood on the floor, but we're okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
We got a cleaning crew here.
Good. Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss the Ukrainian aid package and more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
I have to call Tom because normally when I disagree with you, it's because there's something, there's information you don't have that you give as much of an
So what am I missing here, Mark? It says here you're calling about Haiti.
We were talking about Haiti. Somebody called and said, hey, you know, the president was a dictator. He didn't want to leave the country, and they assassinated him, and you can understand why. And your answer was, yeah, we need to intervene in Haiti. And both of you guys got this thing completely wrong.
Okay.
As a Haitian born and who's very educated on the issue of Haiti as well as the issues of this country, you guys are missing a lot. And I know you guys mean well. It's sometimes
you don't have
enough information. So here's what's going on. The president was sworn in a year after he was supposed to be president, after he was supposed to be sworn in, because they disputed the election. They found out that they thought the election was manipulated for him, and so they ran the election 3 times. And when he finally got sworn in, it was after the third election, so it took a whole year. So which means that he's a year behind. Mm-hmm. But according to the Haitian Constitution, the year that Congress sworn in, just like we do on January 20th, but Congress sworn in a few weeks before the president, that year is supposed to be the year that follows. So the president also supposed to be sworn in and also leave office at the same time Congress sworn in. So there was a Haitian scholar, her name is Maniga. She's an elite in terms of Haitian politics. She used that technicality to say that he was out of power, but he wasn't. He was only there for 4 years, and the Haitian president's supposed to be there for 5 years. Mm. So she used that to create chaos and started this whole idea of him being a dictator. But he had actually every right to be president for the next year and a half that he was supposed to be there. Now, interestingly enough, he got assassinated, and when, you know, with every assassination, you follow the money. With any great crime, you follow where the money comes from. The guy they ended up finding out who funded the project was in Florida. When they went and spoke with him, he said, well, you normally fund these projects, but never a head of state. And when he got that call, he called the head of the FBI. I don't know how he has contact with him, Christopher Wray. And he said, hey, are you aware that the Haitian president has a bounty on him for him to be assassinated? Mm. And this is him talking. This is not me talking. Mm. Because when they went to question him, they asked him, why did you fund this project? Who's behind it? And he gave the names, and since then, nothing has happened to him. And Christopher Wray said, he's aware of it. Let it happen. So the assassination of that Haitian president came from the U.S. itself. I don't know how it goes, if it came from all the way up to Blinken or Biden, but this is something that's been going on in Haitian politics from 1915 to 34.
It's been going on since 1800 when the U.S. intervened in the Haitian Revolution.
Exactly, under false pretense.
Yeah.
What they did when they came in 1915 to 34, 19 years of occupation, they stole everything out of Haiti. The banks, Citibank, who is now the biggest bank that it is, was the bank that was the receivership of all the assets, gold, everything. They even took government land and gave it to private citizens in America.
And then on top of that, Haiti has been paying France ever since the 1800s every year.
But guess what, though? Guess what? I'm glad you brought that up. Tom, I love you. I wish you and I could speak a lot about these issues, because I know some things you just don't know, and I want to fill you in. France, you always say France is U.S. oldest ally. That's actually false. Haiti, before it was a country, has always been the U.S. first ally. Because remember, Napoleon was opposite of what the America of what the 13 colonies wanted to do. Haitians, which Bob Marley wrote a song called Buffalo Soldiers, Dreadlocks, Rastas. You know, if you read the lyrics, what he's saying is paying homage to Haitian people, the free men, the free black men. Before we were a nation, we came and fought for America because we liked the idea of freedom, because we were fighting for our own freedom. Our struggle then began in 1804 when we became a nation. It started a long time ago.
I get it. Mark,
we came out and fought.
Mark, I'm running out of time here. I'm curious what your prescription is for how the United States should react to what's going on in Haiti right now.
Here's my prescription, Tom, and I'm going to call you as much as I can later on to kind of enlighten these issues. My prescription is the last thing Haiti needs is a U.S. intervention or any Western intervention. Just as we were able to govern ourselves before the intervention started, we're able to do it again. The biggest thing I think the U.S. need to do is stay out of the politics of Haiti, because when they come in, they pillage, they create chaos.
But aren't people being, like, murdered in the streets right now?
Absolutely. And you know who's doing it? Hey, we don't produce guns. Those guns came from Florida. And the U.S. government is aware of it. They're allowing it to happen because what they want is Haiti has a lot of gold. And we've been told that we are one of the poorest countries. Not true. It is, again, propaganda. Haiti has a lot of gold, both sides, like so many resources. We have something called iridium, which allows us to go to space, but all of these things need to be mined. That's what wars are fighting. These wars that are fighting.
So you're saying that the United States is facilitating the violence in Haiti in order to ultimately steal its natural resources?
Absolutely. And I have proof. I don't have enough time on the call because I know everything's timely.
Yeah.
And you could look these things up. It's something they've done in the past, which they did in 1915. They did it in 2004 under Aristide, when they gave Aristide the coup d'etat. Twice they gave him the coup d'etat. And they create chaos. And there's a book called Gangsters of Capitalism. Talks about that. Talk about that history. There's a book you sometimes mention called the Kissinger Memorandum.
Right.
And then there's another book you mentioned called Fantasy Island, with the exploitation of with the betrayal of Puerto Rico. I think it's one of those books that you sometimes read in your. Yeah. And then there's so many evidence to show that U.S. intervention is, and if you look historically, U.S. have never gone into a country and build it right back up. It's always for U.S. interest. Whenever you hear any U.S. administration talk about
certainly,
U.S. interest,
certainly almost
it's
all
never
the time,
for
yeah.
the people on the ground.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I'll say this. When they invaded Haiti, and when the intervention happened, the first Aristide, which is in 92, when he got that coup d'etat, it actually came from here. Why did they give him the coup d'etat, Aristide? Because he was saying that, first, he was asking for reparation from France. Second, he was saying that every citizen, just like he was like the Bernie Sanders of Haiti. He wanted every Haitian to get Medicare from the government to be taken care of, to have basic
and George Herbert
income.
Walker Bush was president.
And then the U.S. was like, how can we allow Haiti to be doing these things for his people while we here, we're not doing it?
This is why Reagan went after Nicaragua and Honduras. But, you know, when they started going left and having Social Security and Medicare for all.
Exactly. So I'll say this. Haiti is a precursor of what can happen here, because the U.S. have allowed the oligarchs of Haiti, who are natural citizens also of the U.S., to run whatever they want to do in Haiti. And if what is happening in Haiti, if U.S. need to look at that as an omen to come if we don't stop the oligarchs here, because they're the one who are creating all of these chaos. So,
okay, Mark, I've got to move along. But, you know, thank you for the crash course in Haiti. Thank you so much. Andrew in San Clemente. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. I just wanted to say I was watching PBS, and there were a panel of three experts that were talking about Ukraine and Russia. And they were saying basically that Ukraine is not going to win this war, and the best case scenario for Ukraine is that they should negotiate and just keep what they have and give Russia what it has taken.
Now, if Mexico had come to the had invaded the United States and taken half of Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, would you be saying, "Hey, we should negotiate"?
No.
Then why do you think Ukrainians should? They've had 10% of their country stolen by a hostile foreign power.
Right. I'm not
buying it, by the way, that scholars on this are saying,
I'm not saying that they should just give in.
I mean, that is what Putin is arguing right now. That is the Russian talking point. Oh, it's time for Ukraine to negotiate. You know, yeah, right. No, it's time for Ukraine to push Russia out of Ukraine.
This is not what I'm saying. This is what those PBS, you know, those experts were saying.
Yeah,
and
well,
I just wanted to.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Whether they said it or not, I'm not buying it. Andrew, thank you for the call. We'll be back 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. Calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more, you're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's a polka party, and for good reason, 30.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimal amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to suggest the next time you have one of the congressmen, and I know you have Ro Khanna and you also have other
Mark Pocan
congressional
and
people.
Pramila Jayapal.
Mark Pocan, yeah.
Guests, yeah.
This is a subject that I think needs to be investigated. It's people from elsewhere with lots of money who want to invest in real estate. They form a shell corporation in this country, and that shell corporation becomes, in effect, private equity. They're buying up houses right and left. You see signs around here in San Jose. It says cash for houses.
Yep.
Any condition? Well, yeah. What they're doing is they're parking their money in real estate.
That's
those
correct.
Houses will never be on the market again. They're going to sit there.
Or now, they'll be used for rentals.
Happen.
Yep.
Yeah, they're permanent rentals. But look at what President Biden talked about, a minimum 15% tax on corporations. Well, these guys, on income, but these guys can adjust their expenses and their income such a way that they pay no tax.
Right.
And it's a shelter. Now, within California, because of Proposition 13, when does a property get reassessed by the tax assessor? When it changes ownership.
Right.
But if it's a corporation, and some of the people come and go in the corporation, does that cause all those houses they own to be reassessed?
No.
No, it doesn't. So that locks in the I guess you'd say, the tax.
Right. The property
it forces,
tax, right.
It forces people who are normal people who buy a new house because they need it. They've got more kids. They gotta need more rooms, whatever. Or they have to move because of a change of job to pick up the check.
Yeah.
So we've got this huge thing of vacant houses sitting around, vacant apartments sitting around. Look for the letters LUX. You'll see signs all over the place, deluxe or luxury. These sit vacant for long periods of time because they're over the market. They're over what people can afford.
Yeah, there are 24 million vacant homes in America right now, and the best estimate is that there's between 600,000 and a million homeless people. What's wrong with these numbers?
Yeah. Well, over here, say, in Northern California, just go look at freeway exits and you see lots of tents.
Yep.
Why are people living in tents on freeway exits?
Yeah, and this is a relatively new thing. And the big point that Zillow made is that whenever local housing prices go above 32% of local base income, then you start seeing housing explode. And, you know, that math seems to hold true everywhere in the United States. And like I said earlier, when my dad bought his house in 1957, he bought it for $13,000. He made around $7,500 a year as, you know, working in a tool and die shop. So the housing costs, in fact, the average house in 1957 that was sold for 2.2 times the median wage. Right now, the average house is over $500,000 in the United States. The median wage is a little over $40,000. So right now, it's more than 10 times rather than 2 times. And that's one of the things that's really driving this badly. Bob, thank you. Thanks for your pointing all this stuff out. It was very well done. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. In commemoration of Earth Day, I'd like to share a brief comment that some of your listeners may have seen either the New York Times or the Washington Post, if I may.
Go for it.
Not long after the close of the Second World War, a gathering took place in the Upper Mojave Desert. Amongst those in attendance were Dr. Bertrand Russell and Dr. Edmund Yeager, the Dean of American Desert Naturalists. Around the campfire one evening, the topic under consideration was right and wrong. After listening to the discussion amongst his distinguished colleagues for a fashion, Yeager turned to Russell, whose white wispy hair and pipe smoke were outlined in the flames, and said, quote, "The environment, since it cannot run away nor defend itself, must be protected. And that, sir, is the difference between what is right and what is wrong."
Yeah. Yeah. Good quote. And I'm with you.
And I'll just add to that very briefly a line from The Invisible Pyramid from 1970 by Dr. Lauren Isley. Quote, "The green world is man's sacred center. In moments of sanity, he must still seek refuge there."
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, AJ. I mean, there's a very simple reality that we know that people who are exposed to nature do better. I mean, for example, there's a study done on hospital beds. If you're in a hospital room where from your bed you can see nature, you can see trees, you can see a forest, you can see a park, you heal faster than if you don't, if you're looking out on buildings or if you're just looking at, you know, if there's just a wall there. We know that people who live in places where they can regularly encounter nature, where, you know, they're surrounded by forests and things like that, they have better mental health. They're less likely to experience depression or even psychosis. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating, and yet we are gutting nature every single day. AJ, thank you for the call, and thanks for the quotes. My apologies to the folks still on hold. We'll pick up, you know, we've still got 4 more days this week, so call back. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets and meet and greet passes to see Charlie Behrens at the Rush Center this coming Saturday. We'll play Scotty B after 8.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The blame game in the destruction of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key.